She said, I overheard you talking that you needed a room, and I have a room.
A renter thought she caught a lucky break.
That's so important to me, my rest and quiet. I was assured that that would be the case.
But she couldn't catch any Z's.
The TV was too loud. She couldn't sleep there. And you said?
I said, I have a contract.
No, you don't. I don't want you to think that you're Clarence Darrow, because you're not.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jeanette Piranio is suing her former landlord, Ann Harmony, for the return of rent, hotel costs, and lockout charges.
Order. All rise. This is case number 273 on the calendar in the matter of Piranio versus Harmony.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pryor has been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Harmony, I'm going to start with you. What kind of a premises do you live in?
House. Single family, detached.
And you rent rooms in the house?
I do.
How many renters do you have?
Right now, none. But normally I have one, sometimes two. Property taxes are coming up.
Sometimes one, sometimes two.
Yes.
When was the last time you had two renters?
With Jeanette Piranio and the other fellow that I had.
And what is the other fellow's name?
Jared.
When did he move out?
He moved out on October the 1st.
How much rent was he paying?
He was paying $700 a month.
How long was he there?
Since May.
May to October?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Prior to him, who was your tenant?
I had one tenant.
Name?
I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
When was he there?
From when to when? He was there from November through May.
May of 2013?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how did you find the room in her house?
I was speaking with a coworker at my place of work, and Miss Harmony was a customer at the time in the store, and she looked like she needed help. So me and my coworker both stopped to see what she needed. And instead, she said, I overheard you talking that you needed a room, and I have a room.
And when was that?
Friday, August 30th, when that happened.
You went and looked at the room?
I did.
And you decided to take the room?
I did.
And when were you moving in?
The next day.
And what was the rent?
$700 a month.
And you had a lease?
Yeah, it was a first and last month to month.
First and last, so you had to give her $1,400.
I did.
We gave her $1,400 on August 31st?
On August 30th.
Did you sign any lease with her?
Yes, I did.
I'd like to take a look at it.
She's a little mixed up.
This isn't a lease because it's not signed.
Yeah, she gave me a copy unsigned.
You have a signed copy of the lease?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it, please. I only have your signature on here. Is that right? Whose signature is it?
No, that's Jeanette's.
Where's your signature?
I don't have the. I didn't take a copy. This is a copy I pulled off the computer. What I did is I signed both copies, gave
this
her...
is not a, listen to me, this is not a signed contract because it only contains one signature. Do you understand? It's not a signed contract because there's only one signature.
All right. It's not the original. It's not the original.
I don't care whether it's the original. I'm a court. You have a contract. If you have a contract in writing, the writing must be signed by both parties.
I don't have
that.
Version control.
What?
Version control. Basically, I have the copy right there.
Okay. You do not have a written contract. There are certain formalities to a written contract. A written contract is in writing, but it must be signed by both parties. And I don't have that. She doesn't have it. You're the landlord.
And I didn't bring it with me.
Well, then it doesn't exist. For my purposes, for this court hearing, it doesn't exist. Anyway, you moved in on August 31st, and there was a problem, according to you, almost immediately. What was the problem?
Well, in the beginning, before I rented the room, I stated that I work 40-plus hours a week. It's a very physical job, and I'm also a student with a 4.0, and it's so important to me, my rest and quiet. I was assured that that would be the case. There was...
Fine, but that's really, unless you put that in writing, that's a condition. She has no contract, but unless you put that in writing, all this whole story that you're giving me is really not important. What happened when you moved in? Because if what you're saying is that the room was uninhabitable because of noise, tell me about it.
Yeah, Sundays are my Mondays and they're early days. And
look at me.
I go to sleep early and I wake up early. So I went to sleep and yeah, it was my first night and yeah, it's a new place. So I figured there'd be a little bit of, you know, light
getting
sleep.
Getting used to.
Yeah. So, you know, I pushed that aside, but at the same
What kind of noise was it?
The TV, loud. Every time I tried to fall asleep, you know, the
would go on. Whose TV?
Anne Marie's in the living room, which is outside of my room.
So now we're past August 31st, you moved in, so you had a sleepless night August 31st.
Correct.
And then what happened?
Okay, had a sleepless night the next night. I just felt the energy was off. I needed sleep. I went back to my old place up on the hill where the plumbing burst. That's the place I had to leave. So I laid some blankets down and I slept on the floor to get some rest. Went to work the next day. And I had called her, let her know, asked her to let me out of the contract so that she can find somebody a better fit and I can find a better place.
Great. And okay? You said?
And I said, I have a contract.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You have nothing.
I have nothing. An agreement with you that the first and last months are non-refundable. What I can do for you is I can show your room to somebody else. If somebody else takes the room, then I will make up the difference and refund you from the point that somebody else takes the room.
Fabulous. I want you to listen to me very carefully. She saw the room on August 30th. That you agree. That's when you met. That's when you had this discussion. I have a room. So there was nobody in the room. I've gone through the list of people that you had living in the room, in your house, and when they were living in the house. So you did not turn away any other renters. So you suffered no loss. In that one day, you suffered no loss. It was serendipitous that you overheard this conversation. So I don't want you to think that you're Clarence Darrow, because you're not. What she said was that the TV was too loud, she couldn't sleep there. And then I assumed that there was some discussion about it.
No, there was none. As a matter of fact, I introduced the subject initially. I told her that this was going to be under construction for a month, 20 working
days.
What
was going to be under construction?
That the entire house, and that was what I told her at the store. I told her the windows were all going to be removed, and the doors were going to be removed, and that new heating, air conditioning.
Find another tenant. You got to pay her $100 for the couple of days that you were there. $1,300. Now.
So I agreed to find another tenant.
Listen to me. Go find another tenant. You owe $1,300. Now I'm going to entertain your counterclaim. Let's hear it. Quickly.
The day that she moved out, she had called the police saying that she did not feel safe there on Tuesday night. She had not expected my other tenant to show up because I said he rarely shows up. I think he has a girlfriend. He showed up between, basically she...
Would you please
okay,
get to...
Getting to the point, she was very pugnacious. She tried to engage me in a physical altercation. I would go back to my room and shut the door. She was upset because she wanted to see
She wanted her rent back.
But she hadn't moved out yet.
Just a second. Listen to me. She asked you, you said no. I'll show your room. If I find another tenant, I'll give you your rent back. So now the two of you are at odds.
Yes.
You're counterclaiming for assault. I want to know. Shh. Could have all been resolved very easily, Miss Harmony. All you had to do was say to her, listen, here's $1,300. You don't want to be in my house. I certainly don't want you to be in my house if you don't want to be here. I suffered no loss. You were here for one day. I didn't have the room rented before. This is a single family house. We don't want to be unpleasant. Instead, you said, I'm keeping your money. Now, I want you to tell me in 30 seconds how she assaulted you.
Okay.
And where you received medical treatment for the assault.
Didn't receive medical treatment for the assault.
So, if you didn't receive medical treatment, then the law says that that's an attempted assault because she didn't hurt you.
No, she just grabbed me. And she grabbed my purse.
Okay. Goodbye, Ms. Harmony. You owe $1,300. That's all. Thank you.
Why is our excuse to step out?
Thank God. That's what I'm saying right now.
She hounded me on the telephone. She crank called me until the first.
Because it was not a good experience for me. It left me homeless.
It was an unpleasant experience.
If possible in my life, I'm never going to live with another stranger again.
She was unusual. She was an unusual problem.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lopez versus Darrow. Step forward.
Corinne Lopez is suing her neighbor, Alvin Darrow Jr., for damage to her fence caused by his dog and for harassment.
How long have the two of you been neighbors?
7 years.
We've been friends for 20 years. She rented property from us for 10 years.
His parents I rented from, not him.
That's right, but you know each other for 20 years.
No, I've just met him when I moved next door.
7 years ago?
Yes, I never knew him.
All right. Now you're neighbors, you share a common fence. This is about each of you claiming that the other has been harassing them, and you claim that you put up a very lovely fence that Mr. Darrow's dogs destroyed. You want him to compensate you for the rebuilding of that fence. Mr. Darrow says there was normal wear and tear on that fence, and he's never seen the dogs claw at that fence?
I have.
Have you seen the dogs eat through the fence?
I've seen her dog and my dog. She has a pit bull. They both go at each other at the fence.
At the fence?
Correct.
You have a dog?
Yes, I do.
Dog stays outside?
Yes.
Dog in contact with his dogs?
Oh, my dog kisses them because their head is through the fence. Mm-hmm. His dog's head's through my fence, and my dog would go up and kiss him.
Okay, let's move this along. What do you want from him, Ms. Lopez, and what do you think he did to you?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What prompted you to take the lights off?
Well, she called the police on me and they came out.
For what?
Her niece was talking to me, so she called the police on me.
Oh, I think one of you should move, actually.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Corinne Lopez says her neighbor, Alvin Darrow Jr., owes for damage to her fence and for harassment. Alvin is countersuing for invasion of privacy and harassment.
What do you want from him, Ms. Lopez?
Like I said, I moved in 2005. He was incarcerated at the time when I moved in.
Would you just tell me what it is that you think he is responsible for?
His dogs chewed up my fence, and he's refusing to pay for the damages, and he doesn't take care of his dogs. He never spends time with them, leaves them outside in the backyard, and they dig at the fence.
So tell me what, this is a court. Tell me what it is that you want.
I would like him to pay for the damages to my fence.
Damage to the fence.
His dog caused.
Okay. When did you put the fence up?
I put it up in 2006.
Is it a wooden fence?
It's a 6-foot privacy fence, dog-eared.
Do you have a picture of it when you put it up without damage?
I have a picture of the behind my with no damages on it.
I'd like to see that.
Okay. Here it is. The back side of my fence.
Okay. I'd like to see it.
With no damages.
Good. Well, there is some damage right over here in one spot, but that's really not what you're talking about. You're talking about the hole on the bottom.
On the left side of my fence.
Okay. And that's in one panel?
No, it's there's 7 panels. Out of 7 panels, 8 of them are
No. We're not talking about this.
No, the bottoms, from the center down.
Talking about this?
Yes, that's from the dogs.
Oh, no. I want to see the hole that you showed me before with the dog's head through it.
This is the whole side of my, left side of my.
I just want to see it. Is this your dog, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of dog is that?
American Bulldog.
It's cute.
Got his head through that thing. He can get really hurt there.
I fixed the fence right away because I didn't want my dog sticking his head through the fence. That's a combination of both dogs, Your Honor, not just one. The fence is only 3/16 and it warps very easy, so thin. And her dog and my dog go at it and they pull the fence apart.
Okay. Do you have a quote to repair this hole in the fence?
No, I have the whole side of the fence.
No, that's not happening.
I have a quote for the whole side of the fence because it goes all the way down the line.
Well, that's not happening. How much did it cost you to put up the whole fence in 2006?
It was like $2,200.
Do you have the receipt?
Yes, I do.
Let me see it.
I had a friend of mine put it up.
Oh. Okay, privacy fence, 6 by 8 foot panels, was $34 each. And all of them were $634. Okay, what else?
That's all. I just want him to pay for the damages his dog caused. My dog did not have any partake in that. It used to be his dog.
Oh, well, I don't know whether your dog did or not. Maybe it was both dogs. He's going to give you $200 to fix your fence. What else? What else do you want?
Harassment.
Tell me about it.
I redid my front yard and the side of my yard. I extended my porch. He didn't approve of me putting up a fence in the front yard, so he tried to run me over. And
did you file a police report?
Yes, I did.
I'd like to see it.
I have a lot of police reports.
No, I'd like to see it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How has she invaded your privacy?
She has surveillance cameras trained on my house.
So she has cameras up, and?
She watches her monitor all day long, Your Honor.
Is she not allowed to do that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Corinne Lopez says her neighbor, Alvin Darrow Jr., owes for damage to her fence and for harassment. Alvin is countersuing for invasion of privacy and harassment.
Okay. What is this solar lights?
Front yard solar lights around the landscaping.
Right.
And this one just Friday just happened. The solar lights on top of my fence post. He started ripping the fence off and he took off my solar lights that are on the top of the poles.
What were you doing with the solar lights?
He took them down.
What were you doing with them?
Oh, they're on top of my, all the way around my yard.
And when did you put them up?
In 2006.
Were you taking down the lights?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
She called the police, and they came to my house.
And?
And the police looked at the property line and agreed it was my fence. He said, you can take them down. We'll wait for you, because she'll probably call us back, so go ahead and take them down. So I took the post off the place. It's my fence.
You took them down because it was on your property?
Correct.
Do you have a survey?
Yes.
Of the property?
Yes. She also surveyed it herself. I did too. Oh, and the city of Toledo and a survey company surveyed the fence.
Do you have the report that indicates that the fence is on your property?
Well, she had the
Well is not my answer.
Yes, I do. She has the fence company, the estimate that she wanted the fence moved off my property onto her property when they replaced it.
That's because I insisted
Excuse
on that.
Me.
So the fence is on his property?
It's on my property. I told the fence company to move it over 5 inches.
I don't know that. So you took off the lights. I don't have a survey, and you don't have an expert. Now, I want to know why you took the lights off the fence.
The fence is on my property, Your Honor. It clearly shows. This is from the
city. It's been up there since 2006. What's wrong with you?
It hasn't been that long.
How long has it been up?
He was incarcerated when it was
put up. I'm not speaking to you. How long has it been up? It looks old.
Well, I pulled up in my driveway one day.
Is it 5 years old?
Probably 4 or 5.
Why did you decide to take off the lights?
Well, because it's my fence, Your Honor. It is on my property.
You didn't take it off when she put it up. You didn't take it off a month after she put it up. 2 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. What prompted you to take the lights off when the police came?
Well, she called the police on me and they came
out.
For
what?
Talking to her niece. Her niece was talking to me, so she called the police on me.
Oh, I think one of you should move, actually. I really think one of you should move.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You have a counterclaim for harassment? You want to tell me what your counterclaim is? Very fast. Very fast, Mr. Darrow.
My counterclaim is her harassing me and invasion of privacy.
How has she invaded your privacy?
She has surveillance cameras trained on my house.
She has cameras up. And?
And they're trained on my house.
Is she not allowed to do that?
Well, I mean, she harasses people that comes in and out of my house. My witness is here where she harasses her coming in and out. She watches her monitor all day long, Your Honor.
His girlfriend stole mail out of my mailbox, and I have a police report for that also. That's why I put up a monitor.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $200, your portion of fixing the fence, everything else. Listen, somebody sell your house. Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
was on my property and I stopped.
He's got anger management problems.
Gave her a hard time about being on my property.
And he tried to run me over with the motorcycle.
But no, I didn't try to run her over.
I don't expect the harassment to stop.
I just want her to leave me alone.
It's going to be ongoing, I'm sure.